about it. To many in the Western world, Africa is marginal to their consciousness. The second reason why Africa can seem to be the lost continent to the West is that so much of what we do here reinforces an image of Africa as hopelessly lost. A place whose past and present is mired in poverty, disease, violence, disaster, corruption, tyranny. Now, this negative imagery about Africa, in fact, has a long history itself in the West. Although for a long time it was not based so much on yesterday's depressing news story out of Africa. After all, there was considerably less circulation of what we would consider news a century or two ago. It was more of a fairly straightforward dismissal, a dismissal of Africa as the very repository of savagery, of anti-civilization, if you like. This was true, I would say equally true, of ordinary folk and intellectuals, often intellectuals of the very first rank. And I'd like to give three examples of what I mean by this dismissal of Africa by such intellectuals, indeed of the first rank, one from the 18th century, the 1700s, one from the 19th century, and one from the middle to late portion of the 20th century. I'll start with a man who was remarkable in many ways, and he was part of that group that emerged in Scotland towards the end of the 18th century and came to be stalwarts of what is usually called the Enlightenment. I'm speaking of David Hume, part of that group that included people like Adam Smith and so on. Here is Hume writing in the middle of the 18th century on Africa and referring directly to Africans. He was, quote, apt to suspect the Negroes to be naturally inferior to the whites. There scarcely was ever a civilized nation of that complexion, nor even any individual eminent either in action or speculation. No ingenious manufactures among them, no arts, no sciences. Now, let us leap forward, not quite a century, to the year 1831, when one of the giants of the history of philosophy, and I refer to the German philosopher, Georg Wilhelm Hegel, delivered a series of lectures which eventually would become famous on their own. And here is what Hegel had to say about the African. He said he, quote, exhibits the natural man in his completely wild and untamed state. There is nothing harmonious with humanity in this type of character. At this point, we quit Africa, not to mention it again, for Africa is no historical part of the world. What we properly understand by Africa is the unhistorical, undeveloped spirit still involved in the conditions of mere nature. And finally, leaping forward to the 20th century and going to one of the giants of my own profession, the historical profession, certainly one of the master historians of the 20th century, the former Regius Professor of History at Oxford, and I'm referring to Professor Hugh Trevor Roper. And here is Trevor Roper's comments on Africa in particular relation to his own field of history. Perhaps in the future there will be some African history to teach, but at present there is none, or very little. There is only the history of Europeans in Africa. The rest is largely darkness, like the history of pre-European, pre-Columbian America. I do not deny that men existed even in dark countries and dark centuries, nor that they had political life and culture, interesting to sociologists and anthropologists. But history, I believe, is essentially a form of movement. The positive content of history consisted not in the meaningless fermentation of passive or barbarous societies, but in the movement of